price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour of hour number three. Last half hour of today's show. Mike, downstate Mike, talking about Richardville calling himself a Republican independent is a rhino. Absolutely agree with that 100%. Jim down in up in Sheboygan says, notice they didn't say get rid of MDOT and fix the roads right. Oops, I should say fix the damn roads right. Yep. Christine Gray, yes, she wants the list. Christine, text me your email address. I know I got it somewhere, but send it to me on the phone. I'll send it to you. Jim, downstate Toledo, I thought you were highly recommending the Roberts Rules class. I was. Mine. Back in the day, J.D. Glasser, because I thought he knew what the hell he was doing. So I took the class, paid the $97, actually paid it for a few others, too. Absolutely a joke of a class. I teach it the right way. He doesn't. Phyllis says, Livingston County is holding a Roberts Rules class by J.D. Glasser. Oh, you bet. They're running that party right into the ground. Randy Walker up in Butte, yes. We have Democrats running as Republicans. Brian Bush, Chippewa County, yes. Rod Wheeler, Lake County, yes. They're everywhere. Jeff says, hey, interesting. Bethany Wheeler is also a California transplant, just like J.D. Glasser. And he doesn't even hide it. He keeps his stupid California area code cell phone number. They're so stupid, they don't even know that they can get a ring-to number. Keep both numbers, a local number and your old number, because he's had the cell phone ever since he lived in California, maybe a couple of years ago. Well, you can keep them both, but he's too stupid to even know that. The guy's a complete fraud. If I get to see him at the state convention, I'm going to have a couple words with Mr. J.D. Glasser. But we'll see. Oh, yeah, that's it. Okay, I'll forward it to you. Oh, man, I just, you know, this infighting has just got to stop. It is so stupid. And it's all about power. That's what it basically all boils down to. They want the power. They want to be in control. They want to control the money. It's that simple. Comes down to the money and who they get to sign consulting contracts with, who will get the kickbacks. It's all a game. It's that simple, folks. It's a game. Flat out game. Well, we'll deal with it. We'll see what the credentials committee comes up with. We'll take it from there. Now, one of the things that is kind of interesting, the governor is playing around with an idea. Oh, boy. Kind of not looking good based on what Governor Gretchen Whitmer and Michigan Department of Transportation survey says. February 1st through March 8th of last year, the Michigan Department of Transportation surveyed 19,161 residents, almost 20,000 people, trying to understand their perceptions of RUCs, What's an RUC? Road usage charge. 43% of Michiganders had negative feelings towards replacing the state's gas tax with a per mile fee, a road usage charge. When they were first asked about the idea by the Michigan State Department of Transportation. To shorten it up, a miles driven, quote unquote, funding source sounded better for roads coming in second place. When they asked residents how they felt about a fairest alternative to Michigan's gas tax, which last year, 30 cents per gallon. 31% of the survey takers said general funds. That formula polled at 25%. And miles driven came in at negative 23%. Kind of interesting. However, after viewing a video on why MDOT was studying transportation funding and road usage charges, 43% of the respondents named miles driven a better method and the most fair. 34% named gas consumption as the fairest. Well, now that the governor is in budget recommendations for next year's fiscal year, Governor Gretchen Whitmer wants to set aside $7.8 million in restricted transportation funding to go towards a study and a pilot program to bankroll the potential of road usage charges as a revenue option to pay for our roads and bridges. So basically what you do, folks, they eliminate the 30 cents a gallon from last year's fuel tax. That drops the price of gasoline 30 cents a gallon. But you have to keep a log of how many miles you drive every day. And at the end of the month, mail a check in to Lansing for your miles driven. Or maybe they'll put some kind of little plug-in chip that would check your odometer mileage as you drove and generate a report directly to the state, which you would then have to send them a check for or pay online with a credit card. Road usage charges is something that Governor Gretchen Whitmer wants to spend $7.8 million of our money for a study in a pilot program. MDOT's Deputy Communications Director. This is the guy that gets paid to be their spokesperson. Michael Frizzell said, quote, I think there's an appetite to look at different funding strategies here in Michigan. I think the legislature is eager to look into these, and we are certainly open to it. We're just going to gather information as to how such a system could be implemented. What devices would we need, and exactly how would it work? Frizzell explained that currently MDOT is conducting a research project related to several transportation topics. They have roughly 170 participants. Some are actually using their own vehicles while connected to an app, receiving mileage reports and mock invoices as to what the potential charges could be. Other people in the focus group are focused on public transportation. Frizzell explained participants can receive a credit for using public transportation for their day-to-day commutes, like trips to the doctor's office or to work. all of this just gives us an idea as to what's out there. If people would have options, would you use public transportation over your own personal vehicle? Frizzell asked. It demonstrates a need for improved transportation if there was a road usage charge, forcing people to look at alternatives to paying for those charges or finding out if they should truly use public transportation. Well, one of the communist Democrats, Veronica Kleinfeld of East Point, while working out of her own appropriation subcommittee, who oversees MDOT, has put forward a road usage charge pilot program. She did it back in 2023, as well as the 2024 budget-making sessions. However, neither one of these pilot programs made it out of the final budget negotiations. MDOT has gone as far as seeking a federal grant for the money to conduct these studies. Kleinfeld told MERS News Service, with cars being more fuel efficient, and thus now having electric vehicles and hybrid vehicles, gas tax revenues are falling and they're falling fast. Local roads continue to deteriorate, and we really need to address our local roads. To her, local roads should be the state's number one priority. She said she could write a book how she became unconcerned about over-government surveillance or the Big Brother effect, referring to the dystopian novel 1984. Kleinfeld, she's learned about what other states have been doing. For example, California using a smog test, where drivers have their odometers read instead of having locations tracked. She expressed that there's less invasive avenues for gathering information that could go to her road usage charges program. Bottom line, they want to put devices to track our vehicles. OnStar and other things already exist. Let's use it. I'll wrap this up. Final segment of hour number three. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Just to wrap up this story, that Governor Gretchen Whitmer wants to spend $7.8 million of our taxpayer money to study RUC fees, road usage charges. State Representative Kleinfeld went on to say, this is all preliminary. I haven't had discussions with my colleagues on my side of the building with respect to this, so I really don't know what the whole legislature feels. I don't know what the Republicans' thoughts are on it. Well, I know for certain, because I heard out of his own mouth, State Representative Parker Fairburn is in favor of it. So maybe he's one of the liberal, moderate Republicans that might join the Democrats. You might want to talk to Parker. Bottom line is, Kleinfeld says, I'm open to discussions on bringing toll roads to Michigan highways. However, she explained the money from toll roads, though, would be exclusive to state roads. And the ones that are in the worst condition are our local roads. How do we fix our local roads? If you do toll roads, you're hitting a small section of the population over and over and over again. Other areas are never paying any money toward it. Okay, I'm going to explain this again. This is so simple. Veronica, sweetie, you listening? Get rid of MDOT. Take their equipment and put it up for auction. All the money that goes to MDOT, you give to the local county road commissions. 83 counties, 83 road commissions. I don't care what type of road it is. If it's in your county, fix it. I-94, federal interstate, don't care. M-119, a state road, don't care. Local road, fix it. Give the money to the road commissions, allow them to then attend the auction of MDOT, and let the local county road commissions bid on their equipment. Any trucks, gravel haulers, rollers, asphalt rollers, whatever they own, sell all of it. And let the counties fix the roads at the local level. You know what? I'm going to reach out to this woman. State Senator Veronica Klinefelt, Democrat of East Point. You want to figure out how to fix the damn roads? Get rid of MDOT. It's that simple. Dave Ajema, chairman of transportation, he had a relationship with the guys in Washington. They told Dave, we'll match you guys 4-1. You raise a dollar, we'll give you four. There's no reason that all 83 county road commissions could not talk to Washington and do the same dang thing. MDOT is bloated. It's overmanaged. You own 5 airplanes that are being stored in a hangar at the Lansing Ingham County Airport. Why? Why does MDOT need airplanes? You go by any MDOT project, you see one or two guys down in the hole with a shovel, and you see 5 or 6 standing above ground smoking cigarettes watching them. Their top management, $150,000, $180,000, $200,000 a year to be a manager for MDOT, using the wrong repair materials to fix our roads. It's job protection. They repair a road today, 3 years later, it needs to be repaired again because they're using the wrong materials. God. Man, if I was governor, you talk about Doge? Elon Musk would have nothing on me if I was the governor of the state of Michigan. I'd be firing people, laying off bureaucratic agencies, ending that crap, giving it back to the local. She keeps saying, how many times she say local in this story? Local roads. Local roads are the worst. It needs to be done at the local level. I'm going to call this senator after the show today. I want to talk to Veronica Klinefelt, Democrat of East Detroit, which now they call East Point. Back when I was in high school, we played East Point. But it was called East Detroit back then. They got rid of the word Detroit because they didn't want to be associated with a screwed up city right next door. Unbelievable. It is so simple. Common sense. Why can these people not use any common sense? It's amazing to me. Get elected to be a politician. Ms. P says, you need to really run for governor, Trucker. You really do. No way. Absolutely, absolutely not going to run for governor. I'm going to have impact, I hope, on who our next Republican candidate is going to be, though. Absolutely, absolutely going to be involved in that process. 100% yes. Well, I appreciate you guys so much. Again, continue to pray for Vicky and her doctors. Greatly appreciate that. Going to get her some patches. Continue with the ivermectin treatments. Help. And a few other things you guys are telling me. I greatly appreciate it. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. We'll see you tomorrow, God willing. Have a great Monday.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption is